Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Drew Yancey, founder at Taleo Strategy, an advisory firm that specializes in helping middle market businesses design and execute growth strategy. And Dr. Yancey, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, if you would, why do business owners and leaders struggle to translate strategic plans into strategic execution? Let's start there.
Well, fundamentally, it's a mindset issue, Eric. We have defaulted into a mindset, most leaders, that separates planning from execution. I plan and then I execute. And what happens in that is we tend to overemphasize planning and underemphasize execution. We need to think differently about these. They're one in the same act. We need to plan in a way that maximizes execution.
And to take that even further, what are some of the attributes of a strategic plan that would ensure execution? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah, this is always a fascinating question because I review a lot of strategic plans in the course of my work, and very rarely do I run across a plan that has all of these attributes, which is why there's such an enormously high, what we call execution gap, right? That a lot of plans fail to actually execute. And the research suggests there's about a 70% failure rate for most strategic plans. How do you shift the narrative? How do you overcome that execution gap? Well, first and foremost, we gotta focus on our stakeholders, our customers, our employees, any other group that has a stake in our company. A strategic plan should ultimately not be about me and my company. A strategic plan should be about the value I'm going to create for my stakeholders. From there, then what we need to do is we need to radically prioritize. Far too many strategic plans end up in the category of a broad, disparate set of wish lists that don't have focus, that don't have radical prioritization. And then one other feature of a great strategic plan that leads to execution is we've got to challenge our own biases. A lot of the planning process for most companies engages in what we call groupthink, where we're insulating ourselves to outside data and analysis. We're reaffirming previously treaded biases, and we're really not challenging some of those biases that we need to in order to truly create new value for our stakeholders.
Certainly do appreciate the information shared on that one. And if you like that previous question, you're certainly going to like this one. How does a business growth put pressure on its ability to stay strategically focused?
Yeah, this is fascinating. I work with a lot of growth-minded businesses, Fortune 500s, startups in growth phase, and everything in between. I call it the growth paradox, Eric. Growth creates complexity. It's like the law of gravity. If you grow, you will be more complex as an organization. It's just it just comes with the territory. And yet, it's that very complexity, more customers, more people, more processes, more systems, more technology. All of that more will eventually kill your growth if you can't figure out a way to simplify as you grow. So this is why it's so crucial that we radically prioritize in a de-biased way as part of the strategic planning process, because the bigger we get, the more important it is that we stay focused.
Certainly do appreciate all the insight and information shared so far. We're speaking with Dr. Drew Yancey, a PhD and founder at Taleo Strategy, an advisory firm that specializes in helping middle market businesses design and execute growth strategy. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what type of biases are leaders most susceptible to when they build their business strategy. Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, this is fascinating because biases are human nature. We are by habit biased decision makers. So I already mentioned one of them, groupthink. That's the idea that we're going to conclude what the group concludes just simply because it's a group consensus. Confirmation bias. This is an enormously important bias to be aware of when we think about ultimately, the purpose of a strategic plan is to create new value for our stakeholders. A lot of leaders get caught in the trap of incrementalism. I'm going to incrementally improve my current products and services for my current customers because that's what I know has worked in the past. That's confirmation bias. That's not creating an opportunity for something that hasn't yet created value, but very well could create value. And this to me is at the heart of what truly we mean by the word innovation, the consistent execution of new value for our stakeholders.
Excellent response there and most helpful as well. Now, what does effective communication of a strategic plan look like? I'm sure listeners would appreciate your input on that.
Absolutely. This is one of those areas where if we overemphasize planning and we de-emphasize execution, we're going to think that the job is done once the plan's created. Maybe we share it out at a company-wide meeting. Maybe we send it out, you know, with a couple of emails. There's a quality and a quantity issue when it comes to communicating a strategic plan. Whenever we go to execute a plan, we got to recognize we're trying to communicate in the hurricane, right? The hurricane being the day-to-day work that all of us are engaged in, that growth paradox, all the complexity around us. So if we're going to give our teams the best chance at executing complex strategic initiatives, we need to, number one, communicate more frequently. So there's got to be a cadence of I say every 30 days, a progress marker communication that says, here's where we're focused. Here's what we said we'd do. Here's where we fell short. Here's the changes we're going to make. And then we also need to have a higher quality of communication. What we mean by that is more transparent communication, cascading broad strategic initiatives down to teams and down to even individuals at times, so that everyone has ultimately what we all need to succeed in strategic execution: clarity. Who's doing what by when? If we can't answer that question, then we haven't effectively communicated a strategic plan.
Well, Dr. Yancey, we certainly do appreciate your time spent with us here today and for all the information and insight shared per your expertise on behalf of Taleos Strategy. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude here today?
Yeah, I hope listeners leave with this idea in mind. Great leaders don't just plan, they execute. It's really what separates good leaders, organizations that are growing at a common pace, from incredible leaders and exponentially growing organizations. Planning is absolutely important. We want to give it the requisite time and energy and analysis. But strategic planning is effective only insofar as it gets us the results that the plan is intended to get us. So let's not forget about execution. And let's roll up our sleeves when it comes to the task of execution, because that's really where we're going to make the best decisions. Going to execute a strategic plan is all about being a great detective and learner. What new information are you learning as you go to execute a strategic initiative? What new resources are available? What changes or pivots might you need to make in your plan or in your execution in order to reach the goal? If we start with that mindset at the very beginning, what we'll find is that path to value is much more efficient and it's much more effective.
Certainly a good place to conclude here today. Really appreciate those concluding remarks and advice and insights shared again, and really appreciate your time spent with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Teleios strategy, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, thank you so much. Head to our website, teleiosstrategy.com. One of the things I'll point out is you'll find there a free strategic plan assessment. This is a really unique assessment. It's proprietary to us. We've spent years reviewing strategic plans, identifying those features of a plan that are essential for execution. And in just a brief couple of minutes, you can take a digital assessment based on your current strategic plan. Does it have the features that are likely to make that plan executable? You'll get a quick report after you do that with some key strategies to help you close the gap in any areas that your plan might need it.
It is teleiosstrategy.com. Dr. Yancey, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Drew Yancey, a PhD and founder at Teleios Strategy, an advisory firm that specializes in helping middle market businesses design and execute growth strategy. And for all the details, visit teleiosstrategy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.